Jonathan, struggling to make ends meet. It's tough, I guess, really, at the moment. And tell us a little bit about employers potentially being encouraged to support employees who are actually struggling.
Yeah, so there's some really interesting research that came out, or results of the research that we did for Dead Awareness Week, looking at how people were feeling at the moment, and it really does sort of play into why the employer needs to be interested in this. So just to give you a couple of numbers, 20% of people said that they were taking on more debt. At the moment, with about a third of people saying that that was leading to mental exhaustion in their own views. But what was interesting, the follow on to that was that 26% were saying that that impacted their work performance, and meant that they were losing concentration, they were losing focus. So whilst this is clearly not good for the individual, it's also not good for the employer, because clearly they do not want employees who admit that actually their performance is not what it was purely because they have money worries.
Yeah, it's worrying times, as I said right at the very beginning there. And when you're talking about the numbers, Jonathan, it's about almost what 13 million UK adults at the moment that are facing some kind of financial difficulty. It's tough, but tough for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's the thing that has to be recognized, is that even though there are some positives out there, so we saw wage inflation going above CPI. Of course, whilst that helps to a degree, for a lot of people, they're still seeing a lot of their expenses go up because of things like renewing their mortgages, for example. So all of a sudden, they're seeing quite a big jump in their monthly outgoings. So I think this is part of the issue, that whilst actually when you look at some of the broader data, there is room to be optimistic. I think there is still pain that a lot of people are going to suffer for a while to come yet.
Yeah. And it's interesting, I suppose, really, from the point of view, talking about debt, I suppose, isn't necessarily something that comes natural for you to talk about with your employer, is it really? It's a kind of like a bit of a stigma there. It's not something you'd necessarily want to share.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the British aren't very good about talking about money anyway. I guess they're yet l less keen to talk about debt, and they're even less keen to talk to their employer about it. And part of that is because they think that maybe there will be a negative reaction from the employer, and in some way maybe that would impact their job. But actually, a lot of employers, certainly the larger employers, are now putting in well-being strategies in the workplace, and this started a few years ago with physical well-being and mental well-being, but in more recent times there's been an acceptance that financial well-being is really important. So a lot of organizations are stepping up now, and bringing in organizations like us, like Wealth at Work, to try and help employees understand how they can manage their budgets better, what are the things that they can do to try and make their income go further. And that might include things that the employer offers. So, for example, many employers offer discount vouchers, so a discount off your weekly shop. And yet, when we look at the stats in a lot of those employers, the take up is often very, very low by the employees. So it's about, part of it is about communicating to them, saying, look, these things are available. But also, some of the broader things as well, some of the bigger ticket items that a lot of people, or most people indeed, would incur. So you think about the cost of mobile contracts or broadband contracts, or insurances such as car insurance or home and contents insurance. And people don't shop around for those things, and yet they could actually save hundreds and hundreds of pounds for the same cover, the same service. And actually that could get them through quite a difficult position, particularly when it's getting to the end of the month and maybe money's starting to run out.
Going back, I suppose, Jonathan, to the employer-employee relationship a little bit here. I suppose once you have that difficult conversation, if you've got the boldness and the bravery to have that conversation, the reality is that employers can help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most larger employers will have some sort of support now. Sometimes they have what often referred to as EAP systems, so employee assistance programs, where again they've effectively outsourced to a specialist provider, effectively helplines, so that the employee can phone that helpline and get some support, because those organizations have realized that it's important if they're going to have a productive workforce and a workforce that isn't going to have increased absenteeism, which again some of the data suggests that will happen. Then they put these programs in place because they want to help the employees. Now it is fair to say that not all employers will have those programs, particularly the smaller ones. So it is important that people know where they can go, even if their employer can't help. So thinking about things like Citizens Advice Bureau, there's a National Debt Helpline, charities. So there's a debt charity called Step Change that will give people free advice around their debt issues. So there is stuff out there, but people really just need to be aware of it.
Yeah, I was going to come on to that just a little bit, but you kind of covered some of it already there, Jonathan. But I suppose, sometimes the issue for anybody, for employees, is who we're talking about in this particular instance, that are in some kind of a debt. Often, the feeling can be that there really is no way out, that perhaps not having those conversations means that the problem just, festers, doesn't it? And it builds. What sort of like well-being advice, I suppose, would you have for someone that might be listening to this now, wakes up each morning as we go again, and can't see an end to it?
So I think it does depend on how severe that debt issue is. So just to give a couple of examples, if it's people that have got maybe, I don't know, three or four credit cards, they're struggling to pay them each month. Clearly the interest rates on those cards could be quite high. Then it's potentially thinking about things like, well, look, have you looked at consolidating those credit cards into one? It's quite a competitive market out there for credit cards, so you might be lucky enough to be able to find a deal where you can consolidate that debt, maybe get an interest-free period for 6 months or 9 months, which of course will then give you a bit of breathing space. So there are things like that where people aren't, it's not quite bailiffs at the door, but they're still in a relatively good position, but they do need to do something now, otherwise it could spiral out of control. I think where when it gets to when it has started spiraling and they really have run out of ideas as to what to do, then that's where they do really need to go and get support from someone externally. So people like Step Change, for example, the debt charity, could be a good starting place for that, because they can help you work through the actual detail of your personal situation and how you might restructure that debt in order to get into a better position.
The survey, is obviously, I suppose, there up on the website as well for people to kind of like go and see. If someone's listening to this, Jonathan, and whether they're an employee or indeed an employer that perhaps is looking ways that maybe they can help their employee who might be struggling, because going back to that situation where a happy employee is a great employee and one that perhaps is worrying about their debts isn't. If someone needs to kind of like get a little bit more information, whether they be the employer or employee, is there any other websites you can recommend to go to?
Yeah, well, I would certainly recommend that employers go to the Wealth at Work website, so wealthatwork.co.uk. Employees and individuals can also look at that, because they will see the research and they might see some other stuff that's of interest to them. I think if they want broader support that they can't get from their employer, maybe because they don't offer that type of thing, then I think in the first instance I would say, go and have a look at the government website. Look at the debt advice section. If you put that in, it will come up with a list of organizations that can potentially help you. But that all sounds quite scary, and for some people it is important to do that. But I would also say that for those people that aren't in dire straits, but things are tight, do the simple stuff. Go through your monthly budget. Look where your money's going. Are you paying for subscriptions that you're not using? Are you overpaying for your car insurance? Do some of that simple stuff.
Brilliant. Jonathan, thank you so much for your time, for coming on. Some great advice there as well. Appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks, John.